What is, and who is your higher self? Hello, welcome to my channel. I am Marie. There are countless definitions and opinions about what the higher self is, and each person will have his or her own opinion about it, which may or may not coincide with what I am going to say today. A higher self, as a concept, is extremely complicated, and there may be as many opinions and perspectives to it as there are people, at least those who bother thinking about these subjects. Therefore, what I'm going to say is just another perspective that may add up to the one shared by others. There is no wrong or right definition for a higher self, so it is best to decide for yourself what and who it is. Before I proceed into more complicated aspects of this subject, one of the ways I could define the higher self of a person is simply the more evolved version of it. A higher self is usually considered to be the most evolved version of a person, and that does not reside in the body, as it is dwelling in higher planes of existence. Although I find this valid, there is another definition which I'd like you to consider, and it is that you are the higher self of your lesser evolved version, and that would be you again in your past. As an example of this, I ask you, how many times have you remembered how stupidly you acted, or how mistaken you were, in one or another situation in your past? We all remember several situations in our past where we would like to travel back in time to kick some sense into ourselves, for acting foolishly. When we were back then, when we made all those mistakes we wish we had never done, we acted with the best information we had at our disposal, and to what we thought was in our best interest. It is only now, from a more aware and expanded present version of ourselves, where we have more information, and our values have changed to the point where we feel ashamed of how we were, how we thought and how we acted back then. Therefore, it is useless to blame and feel guilty for things you did when you were 12 years old, when you are now 15, and so on. Or as another example, a man in his late 40s has no use feeling guilty for the silly and stupid things he did when he was in his 20s. The simple fact that the man in his 40s recognizes for himself, and by himself, how wrong he may have acted when he was 26, is enough to see how much that individual has evolved in ethics and spirituality, especially if he is conscious of this fact. Therefore, for all useful purposes, that man in his 40s is the higher self of himself in his 20s. And this would be one of the simplest examples of what the higher self is. In this last example, the man has had a clear ethical and spiritual evolution, but I must point out that many people, if not most, may become stuck in the same level of consciousness, thinking and acting the same way over and over again. In this case, I would say that the non-evolved person in his or her 40s is not the higher self of that same person in his or her 20s, because simply being older is not enough to be considered as a higher self, as that older individual must at least be able to teach life lessons to its younger version. If they are stuck in the same thought patterns as when they were younger, they are not a higher self, as they would only be an older version of themselves, as they would have nothing worthwhile to teach themselves. Now, seeing this from a more expanded point of view, there is a strong temporal and atemporal element when it comes to observing higher selves. Although on Earth, the illusion of linear time makes people believe that it is not possible to coexist in the same realm with another version of yourself, it is not only possible, but part of the facts of life for people who are living outside that highly contained realm, and being aware of this is also part of what it means to live in a higher density, with its resulting more expanded dimensions. As I've explained before, what defines a higher existential realm is not only its higher frequency and vibration, it also means higher awareness, which also means knowing and processing more information in general. Outside Earth, time is not linear, It only is so in certain circumstances and from one or another point of view, depending on the perception agreements of the individuals perceiving time. What I mean is that from a more expanded cosmic point of view, it is perfectly possible to coexist with another version of yourself, in the same realm. In that case, and coming back to my former example, the man in his 40s would be the higher self of the younger and stupider version of himself, even while coexisting in the same existential realm. Yet if they do, they should be considered two people and not one, because they are two points of attention of source, in the first place, as you can see two people standing there. And even if the man in his 40s arrived there with his younger version time traveling, he may remember having been that younger version, but the simple fact that he arrived there and interacted with that younger version would inexorably create another timeline with alternate events the man in his 40s would not be able to remember, simply because he comes from a place, a realm where those things did not occur the same way. Therefore, once more, those are two people, and not one. But now let us translate all these situations into higher realms, which are mostly defined by being a temporal, where time is very relative, not linear, and can act in strange ways, always depending on the consciousness that is generating it, and as a perception derived of the inherent ability to be aware of its own existence. From those higher points of view, past, present and future all mix up, and blend into one mass, and it is from those points of view that an entity, living and belonging there, can truly be someone's higher self. All sentient beings with consciousness and awareness evolve in time, incarnation throughout incarnation, from having a simple consciousness and primitive awareness, towards more expanded ones. That is time, as seen from the point of view of that point of attention, of that soul. There comes a point where the soul's journey of expansion reaches such an expanded point that a temporal thought and existence are achieved. This is part of what defines being in higher densities. It is from that a temporal level of existence where such a light being is also the simple person incarnated in a biological body in a lower existential realm. Being, and existing in no time, where everything is now, this is perfectly valid from the point of view of such a light being. That expanded light being can be completely aware of the incarnated individual's thoughts, emotions, and consciousness, of everything that defines it as a person. The light being knows that person is part of who it is, and therefore considers that other incarnated person to be part of its ego identity. The light being can say, that little person walking down there in the street, is also me. But even though that is perfectly valid from the super expanded consciousness and awareness of the light being, living in higher realms where there is no time as such and where the very concept of space, locations, and distances also fade out, this is not necessarily valid from the less expanded point of view of that same entity's incarnated version which lives in lower realms. So they are the same person from the point of view of the light being, but not so from the point of view of the lesser evolved version of itself. This is why it is highly abusive to use the life experience, the suffering, and the hardship of someone living in a lower existential realm, to expand its own higher self's consciousness, and to further its spiritual evolution. A word of caution here, although I've been using the concept of a person in a biological body as a lesser evolved example of the same one living in higher realms, I have done so for explanatory purposes only, because being incarnated in a biological body does not mean someone is less evolved than even high-density light beings. Many use biological bodies to work in lower vibration existential realms, as a biological spaceship to be able to exist there, to be able to manipulate things and to enjoy the taste of chocolate. The biological body's function is to provide an existence that is focused and limited, and it is so by the body itself, as a limit to consciousness, but this is not the case and it is not equal to everyone, as many people are in fact conscious that they are also dwelling in higher realms. Being incarnated in a biological body is no excuse and it is no limitation to be a light being, only ideas and attachments are. This is why I say that you must be the best version of yourselves today, which also means to become your own higher self, so it comes into your life and cleans up everything you know is wrong. Because many times individuals know what they must do to improve themselves, and with it their lives, yet they still fall into the same self-defeating and damaging habits that are holding them back. One thing is not to know what to do to improve your life, and another is to know but not do anything about it simply by habit and inertia. This is where your higher self can come in, to clean the house, if you know what I mean, and you don't even need to stop being you. This is only the first part of this vast topic and it is only one base concept I need you to understand before we proceed with more complicated ones. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.